Here we are back once again for day three of the Own Your Future Challenge. And KK started us off telling us that we have to congratulate ourselves because we have gone through 7 hours of training together, really learning how to own our own future. And I mean, that really is significant. So if you have gotten this far through the whole event, if you've been able to at least catch the replays, catch my recaps, or you're there live with all of us, that's really quite impressive. We need more positivity in our life. And these are going to events like these is one of the biggest ways that we can absolutely do that to restructure our mind in more positive ways. KK recapped all the awesome speakers that we've covered so far. And what she said was everyone has gotten off the stage, all the guest speakers, and said they have never seen a community quite like this. And, I actually do completely agree with that. Even in the free groups, but back in the paid, once you purchase one of their products, you get to be in their mastermind.com community. And it is probably my favorite Facebook community by a lot because everyone is so supportive. There is a lot of interaction that does happen inside of there. And there's a lot of good advice that you can see happen from just all kinds of different people. So I do believe when they say that, I feel that they are genuine. I feel like that was a genuine thing that was said, that this is a different community than most of these presenters have seen. And then KK really did set the stage for how important this day is, day number three. Now, there's a reason for that, but she did a really good job of setting it up. And Dean did the same thing, ending yesterday's presentation, saying that this is going to be the most important day to show up for. He then sent a text message this morning saying, hey, by the way, this is the most important day. KK started off saying the same thing and then really building up Dean and Tony's credibility, explaining just the huge changes she's been able to see happen by the people who they have influenced, who have come through these different programs. She even had us type in that today is the most important today. Recommend if you've got something else going on, make sure to cancel that's going on if you can. And then type again in the chat box that I make a commitment to being here today. And while it absolutely was probably the best content that was covered so far, for the most part, they really did do a good job. But for those of you who have programs as well, the reason they're saying this is because this is the day they're doing a sell. They're opening up a product to be purchased. And so they want as many people there and engaged as possible in order to be available to invest in what they're offering, right? And it's not necessarily a bad thing. The other thing I will notice too is because what Dean's strategy is to teach number one how important it is to be able to sell stuff and then explain that the best way to sell something is to do it through genuine love and from a genuine place of good. And then he does that and then he makes his own offer so that you're in the best, most receptive mindset. And he does it in a genuinely good way. Is he going to make a few million dollars or probably tens of millions of dollars off of this event? Absolutely, yes, he is. But it's not necessarily a bad thing, and it's not necessarily a bad product. I'll tell a little bit more about my thoughts of the product after this review, but ultimately, it's not the worst. And the key is if you do have a genuinely good product and you are genuinely trying to help people, asking for a sale is not bad. You do just want to do it in the right way, which is what Dean is going to cover here in a second. And so then he did come up on stage. And he started out saying, you are going to fall in love with getting people to say yes. And then he also says, which is very true, if you don't quite know what you want to sell yet, don't worry. It is a process to figure it out. It'll take a little bit, but we promise you are going to get there. And this is something that Dean is particularly good at. He says, today you're going to see my greatest gift. I honestly don't think Dean is the best teacher. Per se, he's definitely not great at being like the MC trying to introduce other people. He's not the best motivator, but he is a really, really good salesperson and he's really made his career off of that one thing. So to be able to learn some of his process, I think, is great. And this is the best presentation he gave by far. And he did start out by saying, nothing happens in life without a yes. And until someone says yes, nothing would happen. You could have all of the answers, all the ability, you might be the best in your field. But if people don't say yes, you cannot help them. And therefore, sales is the greatest service. Now, I'm not sure if this was part of his speech, or if he improvised that line based on what one of the other speakers said later, which was like the main point of his whole presentation. So I don't know if he stole someone else's thunder by saying nothing in life happens without a yes, or if they just happened to say the same thing. So I'm kind of interested in that one. But the other point that he says is, if the truth is, if you build it, they will not come. And this is something that I've seen with a lot of my clients as well. So they have this great product, they have their heart is in the right place, they have the capacity to really help people, but they just are not willing to put themselves out there to share their message. And so they might build something amazing, but if it's not in front of the right people, they can't actually help someone. He then goes on to put a statistic that 80% of the books in any bookstore that you've ever seen sell less than 1,000 copies. So think of your Barnes & Noble or your tattered cover. 80% of the books in that bookstore has sold less than 1,000 copies. Of the 20% that do sell more than that 1,000, 80% of that 20% sell less than 5,000. So people put all of this work and all of this energy. They do everything they can to get that book deal, to get it out on the shelves of the bookstores, and nothing happens because they're not marketing appropriately, you know? So he then showed us some more examples of people who have created courses or created digital products that are selling in their mastermind.com, the platform where you can sell and teach people, right? Today, I thought I would go over a handful of them because I think there are some really great things that maybe we're not thinking of, or maybe we don't know it's our superpower. Oh, we have one person who's helping people with ADHD overcome trauma. We have another person who's helping adults who have been diagnosed with autism cope with that later in life diagnosis. We have Mary, who's teaching parents or caregivers how to cope with having kids with addiction. Another person teaches adults how to deal with being adopted. Some others are teaching real estate, how to have a happy and healthy pregnancy. Young adults trying to find their path in life. There was another high schooler who was teaching kids how to, like her peers, how to do better on their exams. Another one that really jumped out to me was how to open your airway and sleep better, which is something I do need actual help with, right? So there's a lot of ideas and a lot of skills that we have that are valuable if they're packaged in the correct way and if they're presented to the people who would probably benefit from it. He then goes back to the question that they kind of talked about yesterday, does money solve problems? And he said a quote that basically, if somebody ever says that it's not money that makes you happy, he says that person has probably never given enough away. That is really powerful because when you do have the ability to give and the ability to not only take care of yourself, when your oxygen mask is on, you can then help other people, right? And it feels good to help other people. And I think we all know this. We're just taught to settle. Now, he then goes on to say, well, if we know it can solve problems, how do you get money? And he says you can either start up and, you know, sell parts of a company or raise capital, find investors. You can borrow money, which then you typically have to pay it back with interest, or you can sell something. So if money solves problems and sales bring in money, then sales solves problems. Pretty logical, right? So he then goes in to give a really, really good training that, again, if you got a pen and paper, you should absolutely write this one down. I even got some really good takeaways out of here. So it's the three secrets that will teach you how to sell the best. It's the three secrets that will teach you how to get people to say yes. The first secret is you have to turn selling into service. You really do need to be a service of others, especially in 2023. We don't want these garbage products that are watered down and meaningless and don't help anyone. We're tired of this cheap mass-produced junk. We are looking for people to offer a service with love because people need the best version of you right now. So how do you turn selling into a service? Number one, you have to fall in love with your client. Because if you really do fall in love with that client, it means you're going to make different decisions and you're going to look out for them in a way that really, really becomes a service. Number two, you have to fall in love with that client's outcome. If you are genuinely invested in the client doing well, you are going to give everything you possibly have to make sure that they have the right outcome, a successful outcome, a good outcome. It's not just taking their money and then telling them to figure it out on their own. It's taking their money and then doing everything you can to ensure they get what they paid for. That is so dramatically different. Now, the key is a lot of times people will fall in love with their client and fall in love with their outcome, but they often want to just give that away for free and they just want to help that other person. And so the third part of turning selling into a service is making sure it's a win-win for everyone. Giving things away is not a win-win because number one, a lot of people don't value it if it's free. If you give them the best thing ever, if they didn't invest something into it, it's very likely someone isn't going to use it. And he did a quote, statistic that there's probably about a 30% attend rate to the people who sign up for this challenge for free. But there's a 90% attend rate for those who upgrade to the whatever $47 VIP. And even with my masterminds, when I was regularly running those, I started charging just a single dollar. You know, I wanted it to be free. I wanted people to show up and I didn't charge it. It was a donation. And so I would give that to a company called Junior Achievement. And because if people wouldn't pay the dollar to RSVP, they didn't really want to come. And a dollar is literally nothing, you know? And so I only wanted the people to RSVP who are going to show up and be better for the group. So the second secret that will get anyone to say yes to your product or service is you need to focus on the art versus the science of sales. And this is a really great one because there's the science to selling, which is kind of the marketing side, which is, you know, how do you get out and in front of people? It's the delivery system. So it might be, are we going to get on Facebook? Are we going to get on YouTube? Are we going to make videos? Are we going to make blogs? There's a lot of choices and it can be incredibly overwhelming and it's always ever changing. And when you're starting out, it's strongly recommended to not focus on the science part. It's much more important to focus on the art part because this is how people are really going to connect with you. And so for the science side, the best thing you can do is just pick one platform and one medium that's your favorite, and then just do only that. Ignore everything else because there's so many little rabbit holes you can chase, or you get a professional on board with you to help get your message out into more platforms. But if you're starting out doing it on the cheap, pick one, pick Facebook, pick TikTok, pick video, or pick text. That's all you have to do. And then you focus on the art. And the art part is literally the only part of any of this business that only you can do. It can never be replicated with artificial intelligence. It can never be stolen because no one else will be able to do it in the same way as you. This is the thing that makes you who you are and makes the clients come to you. How you do this is you need to, number one, have your message be part of the conversation that's already going on in the mind of your client. You have to know what it is that they're thinking and what they're frustrated about and what's they're ruminating on and be able to start the conversation there. You need to solve the problems that you know they already have. You need to share it as something that they want versus something that they need. So you want to talk to their wants and not their needs. Now, often the caveat to that is sometimes you have to sell them what they want, but deliver them on what they need. The other one is people buy when they feel understood, not when they understand you. And remember that one because I'm going to come back to it. People buy when they feel understood and not when they understand you. Or people will even listen harder when they feel understood, not when they feel like they understand you. And then the final part of the art is you want to fall in love with them saying yes. And again, Dean scattered this with a bunch of different stories. If you're at the point where you are selling, this is probably one of the ones I would go back to and watch because he did it in a really, really good way. Secret number three of how to get people to say yes is you need to create an irresistible offer. And he tweaked this from what he's presented before in the past, which I think he did just a great job. But the key is to get them to say yes. Secret number three is you need to create an irresistible offer. It's not about how much stuff you can give them and how cheap you can make it, but it's really about meeting people where they are and getting them the outcome and the results that they desire. Because who wants a great deal if it doesn't work, right? So often, if you're just stuffing in all of these extra bonuses, all of these extra things, and just slashing the price, it number one, devalues the products that are in there. And number two, it can feel overwhelming. If they're getting 10 courses and 3 months of training and plus signing up for something else, and you get another month free of this thing and another 20 ebooks, right? We're never going to read all of that. We're never going to go through all of these different things. So just stuffing it is often not the right answer, but figuring out where they are, figuring out what the exact results are that they need, and then ensuring that they have the best path to get there is the new irresistible offer. And again, this is one of the core concepts of what we do teach on the IDKWTF I Was Doing podcast, is that a lot of time coaches will get started, they have a bunch of success, they get a bunch of clients, and then they really forget the difficulty of starting from scratch in a new industry that we haven't been in before. And that, you know, spending $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 is not practical for most people. And then we forget that spending $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 is not practical for most people. So even if these guys want what you're selling, if they want the results that you can deliver, if it's not packaged in a way that they can do it, they cannot be successful. And that's why there's been such a mass exodus, really, of coaches helping startups and coaches helping people who are just beginning. Everyone wants the business that's already kind of started and figured out all the hard part and wants to scale because they already have money, and you can make more money helping someone do very little than helping someone do a lot up at the beginning to get started. And that is what's been so frustrating to me and what's kind of fueled my journey this entire time. Even $1,000 is a lot of money for someone to start, which is what Dean and Tony's offer is ultimately costing. For someone who's may not finish it, may not understand most of it, and it's going to be, you know, maybe a year or two before they get that investment back, right? And this is specifically the area that I specialize in. So what else is part of that irresistible offer? Number one, you have to help them build their confidence to know that they will get this end result that you know that they want to get. Number two, you want to give them the framework of how and where to start. Number three, you have to overcome their objections so that they can see the path. Number four, you need to create value and a price that's really, really hard to say no to. And the way that you can do all of this in the easiest is to create something that you wish that you had when you were first starting out. This is probably the number one thing I would listen to today. If you already have something that you're selling, you already have an idea of a course that you want to create, or maybe you've already created it, or you're in the process, go back and listen to Dean give this presentation. After Dean came up, we had Pace Morby share his story. And he had some really, really good takeaways. Now, he started off saying that he often talks to people. He's an entrepreneur, I think, in the real estate industry. And he often talks to people that reach out to him on social media. And one person was specifically saying that, I feel like everything you do, it's just not for me. No one has ever given me a leg up, and I don't think this is something I'll ever be able to do. And what he was saying, he hears a lot of people who say they've tried it and it didn't work, and they often have things that they want to complain about. And he was doing a little victim blaming. He said that often people find reasons to complain. And he told a story of bumping into a woman who was blind, and she found reasons to be grateful, even though she was at a, you know, a significant disadvantage. However, and so many times it is just a mindset shift that we need to change in order to get back into a positive path. He then actually started off with another really great line of thinking, speaking on how many people are doing actions that was taught to them by their parents. Either they're in jobs that was set up on a direction of their life that was done through their parents. They have a lifestyle that was expected of them because of their parents. And they're missing out on certain things in their life because of what their parents either didn't teach them or actively discouraged them from. And so he was talking about when he realized, when he was a father, because he met his partner who had a child, that he was just a contractor. He didn't have this great things he could pass down to his son. He didn't have these great life skills that he had learned that he could teach his kid. And he needed to level up his life in order to be better for his kids. And so he did this by kind of starting to branch out of his comfort zone. He ended up getting a second job. But with that second job, they essentially forced him to get a personal development coach. And in doing so, he was able to level up his contracting business, started making more money. He met someone else that really helped him get into real estate and started making more money. And through that process, he almost turned the real estate woman down because it was a little bit outside of his comfort zone. But she saw it in him that he had the skills and the ability to do it. And so she essentially forced him to come to what I imagine was some kind of multi-level marketing real estate program, but was what I imagine was a program that you invest into to get other deals so you can do more real estate. But it was probably something he was good at, and she brought her into it, and he made a ton of money. And then he was able to use some tenacity to help other people do the same thing. And another thing he said was, once someone uses a testimonial with your name on it, it's one of the most fulfilling experiences you can have. And while Pace did have a great story, he was fun to listen to. Something Dean had said literally earlier in this message is sometimes, you know, if you're listening to a speaker and you might think, man, okay, that's a cool message, but it's really not just hitting and it's not resonating with you. It's because they tend to talk too much about themselves and they're not having the conversation that's going on in your head. It's not reaching you at the place that you're at. It's the speaker presenting from their own perspective without really being able to sit in your seat. And I think that's something Pace exactly did. It was a great message, but it just was not nearly anywhere as powerful as the other speakers. But he did do a great job, and he had a good story. Now, then Barry came out. Barry Baumgartner, and she had a wonderful, wonderful story. So she went back to kind of, once you start to embrace your why, your brain starts to create the how. There are many people dreaming about it, but they're not taking the steps to get there. And she said, how many of you guys felt it was easier to dream big this week because you weren't alone, because you're part of this, you know, 600 some thousand people who are also dreaming the same thing? It makes it easier when you have a community. Now, the problem that she said, which she articulated so well, is that as long as it's a dream, it's still real. The scariest part is when you start to take action, and then there's the fear of, if it doesn't work, then I'll have nothing, not even the dream. Dreams are safe. Dreams are comfortable. The dreams feel good. They release dopamine. They physiologically make you feel great. And it becomes very, very scary if you start taking the action towards that dream, because then the reality sets in and then the dream could be gone, right? And she says, the only thing you can do is to do it messy, do it scared, and you do it anyway. And this is really the core that this Own Your Future Challenge is drilling in more than anything that's been done in the past, is that there's so much mental block to get us started, to step out of our comfort zone. And it's almost getting harder and harder each and every year, even though it's easier and easier for us to do it. It's the weirdest dynamic that I've seen. But she says, do it messy, do it scared, and do it anyway. Because a lot of people, again, they might wholehearted believe in their passion. They believe in their purpose. They know that they are meant for more, but they don't believe in their ability to get there. They believe in the passion and the dream, but they don't believe in themselves. And this is the mindset that they're really trying to shift us through in the last 3 days. Barry says that if you serve hard, you can sell easy. So if you put your passion and purpose into this, it does make it much easier to present it later. She says, fear is always better than regret. And going through fear is a muscle that can be built. Now, she also told her friend, one of the reasons she's had the successes she's had, and again, so Barry runs all of the events for just about everyone out there. Anytime you see one of the high quality events with the screens in the back and they're on Zoom and they've got a little stage, this was Tony Robbins contracted Barry to create in the beginning of the pandemic, and she's made it for a ton of other businesses out there. It was Barry and Tony that started this entire piece of the industry. That's kind of the standard for the top level entrepreneurs or even the multi-level marketing guys. They're all using this exact system. And it was Barry's brainchild, basically funded initially by Tony Robbins, which is crazy. Now, so Barry told a story about one of her friends named Christy, who would give her such positivity every single day. When Barry was starting out, she knew she wanted to do something different. So she loved doing events. And so she started just this little event company, and she had her kind of ups and downs getting there. But one of the big things is she had her friend Christy, who would always say, Christy, do you think this is a good idea? And Christy would say, yes, absolutely. That's a great idea. Do you think this is a good name? Yes, absolutely. That's a great name. Do you think I can really do this? Yes, absolutely. You can do this. Do you think someone would buy from me? Yes, someone would definitely buy this. It's a great idea. And because she had this one person, it's probably the difference between her being where she is today and not, maybe being bankrupt somewhere else and us not even having this entire industry or it looking completely different because someone else made it, right? So that is the person that so many people are lacking in their life. And it's really, really difficult because if you go to the person you care about most and you say, hey, do you think this is a good idea? And they're like, no, you know, I like you, I love you, but I think that's a dumb idea. It's so easy to give up and to quit and to second guess yourself and just to go back to what you're comfortable with. One of my favorite examples that wasn't given in here was, you know, those Lime and scooters and the Bird scooters that are all around downtown. You know, imagine like your friend came up to you and said, hey, I want to put 100 electric scooters around the city and just let people buy it and rent them for a couple bucks, for like $1 a minute. Do you think that's a great idea? It's like, no one would say that's a great idea. They say that's a dumb idea. You're going to get them stolen. People are going to break them. How are you going to upkeep them? What are you going to do with that? It's the worst idea I've ever heard. And it's a huge industry now. It's right. So all we need is someone to be there that's supportive. And this is exactly what I do personally in my one-on-one accountability coaching, is I'm there to help you. You know, I've been a strategic partner with Tony Robbins. I was there with Dean and Tony when they first launched this entire industry. You know, me and it was about 1,000 other people. We got to test their very first products, kind of sharing the knowledge industry with everyone else. We got to give them feedback and help them refine it into what it is today. And now I don't specifically have that strategic partnership with them anymore, but I've kept up with the industry. And that's why I do these reviews, because I really like to see kind of how it's changing and how it's evolving. And it's something that's shaped my business personally. And when somebody has someone like me by their side where it's, hey, what do you think of this idea? That's a great idea. You're doing it right. Or maybe we tweak it a little bit, but don't change the idea. Don't give it up. That's the difference for so many people between success and failure, is just having that one person they can talk to basically any time of the day and be supported and be validated, because there are so many great ideas out in the world that never get heard because people become insecure or unmotivated or unfocused because they don't have support. And that's even something that Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi, they can't offer. Even with their new offer that they're putting out this year, they're trying to have an AI system be kind of that supportive partner. And it's not the same as a person. But even if you don't have a person, if you have a community that you can be a part of, the Own Your Future Challenge Facebook group is a wonderful one. We've got the Action Takers here and the IDK WTF podcast. You know, there are so many people out there that want to help and that believe in you. And there are so many things you can do. And again, what Barry said was a lot of times people don't want to do it because they don't feel like they're going to do it right, or they don't feel like they're going to do it perfect. And what Barry says is perfect will keep you stuck forever. It's going to keep you poor forever, and it's going to keep you alone forever. You still have to do it messy. You have to do it scared, and you have to do it anyway. But the best thing you can do is do it within a community and within others who can help, especially those who have the framework to help you do it a little bit faster. Now, so once again, I do think they are doing a great job with this presentation so far, with this challenge so far. They're really cutting to the heart of why so many people fail, which is that inner self-talk. And too many people, again, it's not even that they fail, they don't even bother to get started. And Dean did go over their new course, which is their Project Launchpad, which is a new course that's supposed to be all updated, which, you know, maybe it is, but they haven't been in the past. They say it's all 100% new, but they're not. So, and I mean, it could be. It seems like it's actually laid out better this year than it has been in the past. And they have the new AI on top of that, which is trained on the data set of Tony Robbins and I assume Dean Graziosi, which could be great. You know, if you've never purchased the Knowledge Business Blueprint or the Knowledge Broker Blueprint or Project Next, I would say, and you've got the $997 to do it, I would say 100%. I don't think there is a better system on the market for the same price to teach someone how to take their knowledge and turn it into a business. There is nobody that teaches it better with more support that gives you access to a better community, period. Now, if you have purchased one of their products in the past, I doubt it would be worth buying again. I don't think this investment would be worth it again, even for the AI, because if you play with ChatGPT even a little bit, it can do. I've never seen any specialized AI do something better than a good prompt in ChatGPT. And that's what they're all doing anyway. They're just putting a prompt into ChatGPT and then customizing it in a certain way. So if you've never done it before, 100%, no questions asked, absolutely get it. If you have, I don't think it's something you need. You might look at getting some one-on-one support or just really going back and rewatching all the videos within Project Next, because the information's not that much different. There are just some specifics that are different in Facebook marketing and social media marketing that probably weren't in the previous versions because it does change so quick. So getting either a social media specific expert if you're at that level, or getting some one-on-one support if you haven't quite gotten to that next level yet and going back through the material you already have. But honestly, I do think this is the best day three that they've ever had. And I'm absolutely excited to keep going. So once again, I'd love to know your thoughts. If you do have any additional comments, put those down in the comments. If you do have any additional feedback, put those down in the comments. I would love to hear it. And I will see you guys tomorrow. So thanks again for listening and have a great day.
Have you ever started something new that you were really excited about and invested time or money into, but after doing it for a while, you reach a point and you just feel like, I have no idea what the F I'm doing?
There's that bubbling up of frustration because you're not quite as good as you thought you'd be, or it's nowhere near as easy as you expected. and suddenly a wave of guilt comes at the same time, and you don't really want to or feel like you can express this to anyone.
Having a dream you want to accomplish can be very sad and isolating. It's lonely because visionaries tend to see the world the way that it could be instead of settling for the way the world currently is, like most people do.
We believe this so deeply that we wrote a book with the exact 4 steps to help.
This guide is designed to take you out of that feeling of frustration and overwhelm and lead you into the calmness and clarity that you need to reach the life that you know in your heart you're destined to have.
If you've started a project or a goal but have stopped, gotten stuck, or are starting to feel burned out, this is 100% the book for you.
Go to idkwtfpodcast.com today and download your digital copy with the coupon code ACTION to get it on us, because we want to join you and be your supportive friends and partners throughout your journey.
It's only free for a limited time if you use the code ACTION by going to our website, idkwtfpodcast.com.
Check it out today and let's get unstuck together.